3:35 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. Valentine's Day. And my gift to you is Jordan Davis live in the studio. Come here, give me a...
Sorry, I'm not chocolate covered.
Not yet. Yeah. We did not get a pre-show selfie. We'll have to snap that afterwards and have that for entertainment purposes only. After we get done. Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me back. It's, again, I had so much more fun. I always have fun, but more fun being in studio last week. I was like, we got
to
run it back.
Well, you're not distracted, and it's hard to do because if you're out in the wild, you're just going to be distracted. You can't walk down the street anymore. You can, at least, without being bothered by someone. The fame is growing. The profile expanding. Well, that's why we're just happy to have you here. And I will point out that you were first on this program, by the way, before everybody... Don't forget the little people when you make it to the top of the ice cream world. You get your app figured out. That was a big point of contention last week when we spoke. Things getting better. You said, here it comes, folks, 50% off. Let's take a look-see.
Yeah, so we, Aaron Biggs, our regional manager, myself, we just ended up telling these people, don't touch it. We're going to take it, and we're going to – because it all had to do with the menu.
Gotcha.
And you'd go in there, and there wasn't ice creams on certain things. And so, like, the menu items would be there, but you couldn't ring it in properly. So it was all menu-related stuff. They had some bugs that they had to work out, too. But we just went in there. We dug in. We're running 50% off with the code NEWAPP50 if you order for carryout delivery on our new app, which is in the App Store, the Google Play Store, Android Store, whatever, or at moosebtown.com until Friday.
There you go.
Through Friday.
That's all we can do for you is give you half price. There, that's it. That's it. It's all you get.
I feel like it's fair.
Oh, I would think so. That's pretty good. It's Valentine's Day today. We know that's a very popular time for folks to either grab some candy, to grab reservations, to do all this. Lots of places obviously doing the prefix menus and everything else. So if you want to be a part of it on a Wednesday, that's this is not the time for the internet to freeze. It's never a good time, but this certainly is not the time. So we have that going on today. Why is it doing this? Why? All right. Thankfully you're here. Oh man, I'm going to get upset here quickly.
We'll be fine. We'll calm you down.
Go ahead.
We'll talk about food.
Talk about food. What would you be eating on Valentine's Day? Well, let's make a reservation. You know why that helps out our local businesses.
Yeah, well.
We want you to show up if you don't have a reservation, but if you can make one, it just makes, I know they're coming. We know they're going to be here anyhow, but let's just make a reservation.
Absolutely. And if you haven't already made one, that's not great, but there's still some places where you can get in.
Isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
Because in Bloomington, it's probably one of the best places to be a procrastinator because we have so many good choices. Now, if you want to go to Yonko's, Michael's, some of the heavier hitters.
They're going to be booked.
Yeah. But it's a great time to be like, you know what? Our love is greater than the food.
Yeah.
Let's just spend time together and try something different.
Yeah, babe, I didn't want to be distracted. Yeah. No, yeah, try something new. Yeah. It's like uptown, there's so much hustle and bustle. You know, I want to focus on you and what's going on.
Exactly. It should be about us.
Yeah.
It's not about the menu.
Yeah.
So the menu's great. Because on Valentine's Day, I guess all the blood rushes somewhere else besides your head, so they give you a prefix menu, right? Oh, geez, I couldn't possibly order off, you know, the normal menu.
No.
Just give me two choices here,
yep.
And a choice or two here. And it's always for two people.
Yeah, well, just like graduation or, you know, when I went to Rutzel Spoon on Parents Weekend Saturday morning, you know, it helps the kitchen.
It does.
So it really helps them so they can get things out in a timely manner.
It helps to prep it.
Yep.
It helps to not be confused. You don't have that one guy with the weirdest order in the middle of the rush where you have to stop everything.
Yeah,
We've all done this, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's why they do it. It's to help you, and it's to help the kitchen.
Well, that's what it's about. Yeah, and they get to showcase new fun things that are kind of, ooh, that sounds more
and
romantic.
And they give you a deal on the price.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all built in. You know what you're going to be getting into. You can budget a little more appropriately instead of like, ooh, I wonder if she's going to go order this $80 thing. You know, it's like, oh, the prefix price, $65 for everything. You get the app, you get
the
dessert.
You're on the wrong night.
Yeah.
That's a concern. You're going out the wrong night.
Hey, sometimes the bank account just doesn't match the amount of love you have for somebody.
How about
you know?
Pizza Hut doing the opposite? They're doing the send a breakup pizza.
Oh, wow.
On Valentine's
Day.
That's aggressive.
Okay.
But you figure the other half aren't the...
Yeah.
There's the good half. There's the other half. Well, White Castle annually always has a big Valentine's Day in doing all that. But, yeah, tonight's not the night to worry about. Is the ranch extra?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's the market price?
Just sign for it. Just sign for it.
You're just going to have to eat it. This one day.
Just one day.
And their birthday.
Don't go out next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ramen. Ramen and cup of noodles next week.
What day is ramen day? Is that like Valentine's Day? Is there a ramen day? Well, there should be. There should be. So that's it. Wednesday tonight. There's plenty of places. We're not going to go through them all. But your favorites. Some do have prefix. Some just have regular menu because they're already put together that way. But here's why we want you to make a reservation. I'd hate for you to get somewhere and think, oh, we'll drive over here. And then there's no spot for you.
Yeah. Well, so it actually just happened to me. I was taking a friend out for a late lunch. Yeah. And so I'm not going to throw them under the bus because they're nice people.
Well, just get me to the bus stop.
But we go in and we sit at the bar top and, you know, Sammy and Michael are there from Lenny's, get a chat with them. And then we're waiting about 5 minutes. Someone comes over and we're like, we're sorry. We're reservation only after 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. I know. So anyway, I learned the hard way. Some places, cause I thought, you know, yeah, it's dinner. We're going middle of the day. No big deal. But we ended up going to Feast and had an amazing meal.
It says it right there in the title.
What?
Feast.
Yeah.
You had a great feast.
Yeah, we had a feast. Yeah, I told you right before we started. I was like, dude, I'm just feeling fat.
Right, then I started sweating when you told me that.
Yeah, But Eric Bueno, head chef, GM over there, does an amazing job. Did the lamb flatbread and their miso salmon. And the person I was with, they had never been to Feast, and so they were blown away.
I think people think Feast, perhaps if you're not in the foodies group or tied in listening to us every Wednesday, which you should do after 3:30.
No brainer.
Well, it's a pastry place. It's a dessert place. It's maybe a brunch place. No, it's got all the above.
Yeah, lunch, checks dinner.
All the boxes.
Tamales.
And that's another great point. You just had your late lunch, right? If you're going to walk in at 7 o'clock somewhere tonight, you're going to wait if you have a table at all. So going in off times, too, will help you if you want to go maybe to one of those other popular spots. Because the 5 o'clock reservation is probably the last one that's going to be filled. Or the late one, whatever the last one is on the book.
Yeah, the 8:30 or the 5 o'clock. Right. But if you're trying to go 6:30, 7:30,
you're just going to either have to wait. Or you're going to hope somebody cancels.
Absolutely.
And do all that. So you eat Feast today, miso salmon. What else did you have?
The lamb flatbread.
Flatbread. Was it like a gyro open-faced?
But like elevated. A little classier.
Man, I like gyros. You're going to class that up. I am down to clown. Who owns Feast now? I know that's a common question that you're dancing with more than I am, but I still hear it because people know I'm connected a little bit still on who owns all this stuff, what's going on with these places. And I just tell everybody this simply. If you went before and you liked it or you didn't go because you didn't like it, just try it again or keep doing what you've been doing. There's no Anthony Bourdain hasn't came back to open a restaurant.
Yeah.
So just take it for what it's worth, and there's some new excitement. There should be, because anytime ownership changes, good, bad, or indifferent, new things happen. So you can't copy and paste what you thought or heard from 6 months ago to now. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So Feast was owned by the Endeavor Wow Food Group.
They changed their names multiple times.
Yeah, yeah. They were Wow, then Endeavor, then back to Wow.
Wow.
You can say. So they did sell off quite a few of their things, but they still have, you know, the Hanks on the east side. They still have Chop Shop. But they sold Southern Stone. They sold, they're potentially selling Allery. They were talking to Eric about, you know, buying Feast. But as far as I know, I don't know if they have sold it. There was a new gentleman in there I had not seen before. It looks like he might have been a new owner. But unfortunately, I don't know if it's still part of Endeavor Wow.
But your food was great is my point.
Food was great. And, well, what I was going to is even when Endeavor and Wow bought them, no matter what your thoughts were on them, the one place that seemed like it didn't really change was Feast, and that's because of Eric Bueno, and that's also because Jen stayed on. She was on for a long time and might still be even helping still now.
There you go, kids. There's the inside scoop on that. So we know that Kay Bello is going to be the owners from 21 North in Martinsville. They have a deal with somebody that I don't have all those pieces. Yep. Metalworks is now open and ready to go.
Yes. So 21 North partnered with May Cristobal, who owns El Ranchero, La Una Cantina. I believe Eva Mas, he owns the Cloverleaf, used to have Kalau.
Empire.
So he's where Kalau was, they are going to be opening a place called Fin and Bone, which is going to be a steak and sushi spot. And then Kay Bello, also with the 21 North owners, is going to stay Kay Bello, and it's going to be Italian, but they're completely redoing the menu. They were supposed to be opening on Saturday, but that got pushed back.
It always happens. Absolutely. Valentine's Day week. You gotta mess with that. So Kalau is no longer Kalau.
Yes, correct. It's going to be Fin and Bone when it reopens.
Very cool. And that was Japanese forever. And if folks remember that back in the day, I had a little karaoke going on there, a little sushi roll up. Those were local people, and they just decided to move on to do other things. So that will be two from the Martinsville folks, correct?
Correct. Yeah,
so that'll be interesting. And two different styles of cuisine, and keeping the Kay Bello stuff. Again, that's up to ownership.
Yeah.
Well, does it matter what the sign says, or does it matter what's on your plate?
Exactly. Well, and I was curious, like, why keep the name? You know, 21 North has a great reputation, but apparently they wanted to do an Italian restaurant. They already liked the branding. You know, they put a big sign up there that says new ownership. It saves a lot of money, you know.
You don't have to take down a new sign or an old sign and put up a new
signage
sign.
Signage is not cheap.
It's not at all. And again, if you're just getting started and making the big jump from there to here, that's an induced cost you don't need.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can just put that off to the side, and later you can say, hey, well, I got a great name.
Yeah.
Because Kay Bello ain't it.
Yeah. Well, ain't it? So I did meet, too, one of the places we mentioned that Endeavor WOW sold off was Metalworks. It used to be Function, very well-beloved. A lot of people weren't happy with what they did with it with Metalworks. I did some bingo there for a few months, and I really enjoyed the food. Eric Boyne will help with some of that. But I met the new owner. I went in. My friends were in town for Hairbangers Ball at Bluebird.
There you go.
And I went over and had a really good turkey sandwich that was supposed to have some bacon, but they were out. And then I had this like cranberry sauce on it. But it was delicious. My friends, they did this bagel pretzel. Met the owner. Super nice guy. So that is this own individual thing. It's not part of a conglomerate. It's an individual that bought that. They brought back the original brewer and a new chef. So definitely go give Metalworks a try. If you didn't like them before, you might now. It's a whole new thing.
It's a different menu. It's a different everything.
Exactly.
Now, the beer is pretty similar, right? Because they brought back the Metalworks. They brought back the Function original brewer.
Not the Function original brewer, but the original Metalworks brewer, because he had left. You. Yes.
I knew there was something in there, simple as that. Daniel Orr is not silly. He runs farm. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, singles, bar's open tonight. Come on in.
There we go. I like it.
It makes sense because not everybody is connected or has things to do on Valentine's Day. But I don't want people to think that they shouldn't go out. You and I like to eat lunch by ourselves because of time and space. You know, my wife's working. I can't drag her out every time I'm hungry, which is all the time. But you don't like to be the guy that takes up the table. You'd rather be the guy at the bar.
Bar top all
but
day.
There have been a couple bar situations my friends have told me here recently, and you can help me out with this because you'll be on the streets. They've been told they can't sit at the bar. A couple or one because the bartender's not here or we don't have enough staff or anything like that. I know you're giving me that face. It's like, well, just get this, pull the stools away then. Just move them.
We're trying
to help because we don't want to sit and clog up a four top for one.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole reason we tried this other place today before going to Feast was it has a bar top. So we're like, let's go sit at the bar top and, you know, it's casual, whatever. But man, yeah, I would be very disappointed because normally we've talked about this before. Normally you're getting a bartender who worked their way up. They've been there longer, more experience. You're getting that direct service because they're not running around. They're staying right there. So they're more on top of drink refills. You get to maybe have more conversation if you want.
Questions any good answered.
Yeah. So sitting at the bar top is absolutely where it's at.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right. What have you been eating? That's what everybody wants to know. Let's get hungry. We know you had Feast. What else is on you? You're like the, it's like Aesop's Fables. You unscroll it and it just keeps on going. Going.
Well, I was telling you, every week I'm like, man, I didn't eat out that much. And then I write down my list and I'm like, oh, never mind. I did. So Crazy Horse, they're bringing back specials. For the longest time, they had these daily like lunch specials, dinner specials, and that was one of my favorite things. And then
makes the decision for you, right?
Well, don't even show me. It'd be like three things at lunch, three things at dinner.
Yeah.
Don't even show me the original menu. I don't care. You know what I mean? I want something special that I can't get all the time. And they posted about this land, air, and sea sliders, and I called in, I got it, and it was so delicious, so good. Pulled pork, you had a fried fish one with some type of aioli, and then the best one was their chicken one with like pimento and hot honey.
Ooh.
And it was, one of my friends.
So you had a pulled pork.
Yeah.
Because they do have pork tenderloin sliders there.
Correct, and those are maybe the best thing on their menu.
Does it have to have land, air, sea, land?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you do the 4x4.
Can I add more?
Yeah. What's the add-on slider price? Like you're at Dave's Hot Chicken.
But that is great because sometimes you just want to see like Valentine's Day night. Okay, these are my three choices. I don't have to flip through 42 pages of menu, which I like to look at. But it always comes down to the three things I really want, anyhow.
Yeah, well, it's just like, to me, usually, especially even at Crazy Horse, you got Scotty, you got Dale, like, they're doing, it's like what the chef wants to make.
Yeah.
It's not like, because some chefs inherit menus that maybe they want to do some free thing, like things that they want to do, and that's their opportunity to show off is doing specials to get the ownership.
Or they bring in some, they bring in some items that aren't on the usual delivery list and then dress them up and go.
Like the hot honey and the pimento cheese. Those are not on their normal,
you know, ready for the Masters.
Yeah,
CBS.
that was good. I didn't realize I was sitting here with Jim Nance.
Jim Pants, more like.
Yeah. Stretchy pants.
Great, right. Yeah. And every time I talk to you, I think, where are my stretchy
pants? Old Jim stretchy pants.
There. Crazy Horse, the last time I ate there, I had a burger, and it was great. And my old buddy Hebe used to say, if you can't do a cheeseburger right, I'm not real interested in the rest of your menu. So that's always a good sign. Scotty and the gang take good care of you. So land, sea, and air passes the test with flying colors.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was so good. I also went, I had Chef's Table do some Super Bowl catering for me.
Wings, dips.
I looked down and looked up and you were dialed in. You're like, wings, dips? I was like, yes.
Well, I was like, they're advertising 6 pounds of dip.
Yeah.
$25.
I have so much still left in my fridge.
That was going to be my next question. Did it come with a life jacket?
Yeah, no, I had a good amount of people over and there's still so much dip.
Because
I had 50 wings and those got demolished, but then 12 pounds of dip. And I'm no longer ever going to refer to dip in any measurement other than pounds.
Yep.
It's like, I'd had about 0.3 pound of guac earlier.
Yep. French onion dip, all of it. Just had all of it.
Yeah, caramelized onion, sure.
Oh, let's do that. Good. I'm glad that was delicious. Now, again, that's a fun menu item for them. I don't think they're going to do that all the time. But if you do have a big event, call them. They might make an exception for you. Graduation parties, things and such like that. So we try to help the little guy as well as the big guy here on the program.
Yeah, so, I mean, their name's Chef's Table Catering. They specialize in catering. Happy Thai, I talk about all the time. Their spicy, crispy chicken. Did that again for lunch yesterday. Phenomenal.
Grab and go.
Home run. I call it in. It was nice. So, we're talking about the homeowner stuff. I go in. The one person eating there is the guy that owned the house before me.
Really?
And we're just chatting a little bit as I'm picking up my order. And he's like, hey, by the way, there's a safe hidden. And I had no idea about it.
Like treasure map?
Yes. And so he told me where it was. And I go home. And sure enough, I've got a safe that's hidden in my house that I had no idea about.
Like behind the bookcase style?
I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Well, that's hidden. Yeah. You're right. I can't do it. What's a combination?
Yeah. But I thought it was so cool. And I'm like, so I just was, you know, leaving there with my crispy chicken thinking like, oh, what a great little run. I just found out something new about the house and I'm about to eat.
Is it like a working safe?
Yeah, I went, yeah.
So what'd you put in there?
Nothing yet. Yeah. Wait at least a month before you come rob me. There's nothing in there.
I don't want to rob you, man.
Not you. Anyone listen.
Oh, right. I'm selfish. That's terrible. What else is good, buddy?
Inkwell, man, right over on the square. I love the one on Woodlawn, too, but I went over there, did their weekly, which is what I always get. It's like horseradish eggs on a homemade pretzel bun. Ooh. I threw some Cholula on before I left. Of course,
just to get it hotter.
Oh, just kind of kick it up. And I'm not even a big spicy guy. We've talked about that. Yeah. But a little Cholula. I love hot sauce on eggs.
Me too.
And then horseradish to me isn't really spice. It's flavor.
It if you have a runny nose, or a clogged up nose, it'll fix
yeah, that. But it's not going to like numb up your lips. It doesn't make...
People think just like St. Elmo's cocktail sauce when you say horseradish.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be used for other things.
There's different types of spice.
I like horseradish cheese.
Yes.
I like horseradish cheddar.
See, I love anything, like the St. Elmo's I love, but if you give me some super hot wings, I don't want that. I don't want to like numb up my face. Horseradish doesn't do that. It clears you out. And then, of course, they do homemade Pop-Tarts over there. I did their brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
We need to take a moment of silence here as the man who invented the Pop-Tart has passed away today.
Really?
I would I lie to you, honey? Honey, would I lie to you? Pop-Tarts co-creator William Post dies at age 96.
He had a subtle role in Mean Girls, I believe. Wasn't that where one of the girls said her dad created Pop-Tart? Maybe it was Toaster Strudel. Never mind.
Yeah,
that's how they got their money.
He had a hand in a lot of us eating as youth. We only got a minute or two left here. Pop-Tarts, I have seen savages just eat them out of the package. They're designed to go in the toaster.
Absolutely.
If you're late, I get it, but don't push that raw Pop-Tart on me. That's not what they're there for.
Yeah, I've done it and I don't feel good about it.
No.
You know, it's not something I like to admit, but yeah, they've got these like maple Eggo ones, like syrupy, and then the s'mores one.
You can't do that if it's raw. You got to cook it.
Yeah, well, you eat it, and you're just like, I should have waited. I should have waited. You just sit there.
You're never that hungry.
Wallow in regret.
No, no. All right, two more. We got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Cool. I made it over to the People's Market on Saturday. I had BV's Tamales. We already mentioned Tamales.
Where is that? I made a note of that. Where is the People's Market?
Yeah, so I believe it's First United Church. It's over there on West 3rd Street, but you can find them on Facebook or on their website. And they've got a really cool, lot of cool vendors over there. My friend and I, we did some empanadas and arepas from this really nice Venezuelan woman. And then we had Mama Duke's Hawaiian Barbecue, who they're going to be a new vendor at Food Truck Friday this year.
Very nice.
We did their shoyu chicken, which is super tender, super flavorful with the rice. And then they had these Spam musubi sliders that had already sold out. But then they had these beef sliders, too, and we did those. Those were phenomenal. And then, yeah, the BV's Tamales are always a home run.
And there's also a winter market at Switchyard Park on Saturdays as well. So don't think just because it's not hot out. Well, it is hot. But there are places to get stuff that is summertime. It'll be right around the corner. All right, take it away. Big one. What's the big one?
Oh, man. Smoking Jack's, I guess. I mean, just because it's barbecue through a drive-thru. I went through the drive-thru. I had Murphy, the foster dog, with me.
And I was like, excited.
Oh, dude. I could pull him away from the window with the jaws of life. He was about to hop through there.
His jaws of life were about to eat all that barbecue inside.
Oh, yeah. I ordered a half or a quarter pounder. It's like he's looking at me like, really, dude? Not going to get the half pounder?
They still have a buck a rib on?
I think it was Wednesdays that they did that.
Well, that's today. Nothing says I love you like a pile of ribs stacked up in a bib. Let's go, baby. Let's
get
some
wet
fun.
Wipes, yeah.
Will you come back next week? This is too much fun.
Yeah, anytime you have me, man.
Come earlier. Don't be late. Because then we can talk more about food.
Yeah, if I can hop on a 3 all day, but
yeah,
every day,
come
baby.
Yeah, 3:10. 3:10. Right.
You got it.
Well, we
got
to get Joe in before the hour runs over. Why we're talking about hoops tonight and Indiana basketball getting ready to go against Wisconsin. Peacock, Jordan Davis, No Dishes podcast. You can find that with all your podcasts. And the flavor of the week at the Chocolate Mousse is?
Samoa Girl Scout still coming soon. But in the meantime, get our Brown County Coffee ice cream. It's my favorite one. You won't be disappointed.
Eat, people. That's what we do here. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Jordan Davis. He's the best.